Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper and Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon. I'm Jaron Vecchio, and we have a packed studio for you today, as joining me is Teresa Wells, who is a manager of strategic communications at the RMWB. We also have Angela Woods, who is a vice principal with the Fort McMurray Public School District, as well as Jennifer Kinnett, who is a co-organizer of Jersey Day. So thank you all for coming in.
Thanks, Jaron.
Thanks for having us.
And you may be wondering, well, you got three different titles. Why is everyone here in the same show? And a big connection, specifically with Jersey Day and Green Shirt Day. And we're going to start off with Green Shirt Day. And I don't know if Angela or Teresa wants to take it away, but for those who don't know what this is, what is Green Shirt Day?
So Green Shirt Day is actually a day that has been developed to recognize increase organ donor awareness and registration. I think on April 6th of last year, Canadians and really everyone around the world witnessed an incident with the Humboldt Broncos bus crash. Sadly, one of the individuals who was involved in that bus crash was a young man named Logan Boulay, who passed away from his injuries on April the 7th. Logan Boulay had actually spoken to his family about his desire to be an organ donor, and after his death, they honored his wishes and donated his organs, saving the lives of six Canadians. As a result of their willingness to share that story with media, it inspired 100,000 Canadians to sign their organ donor cards or to register as organ donors. So Logan had this incredible effect. So his family, as well as some other organizations, joined to create Green Shirt Day on April 7th to remember Logan, to honor that incredible gift, and to really encourage people to think about organ donation and registration.
Mm-hmm. And the reason you're here, Teresa and Angela, you have been recipients of organ donation before, so not specifically speaking on with your groups, but this is very personal for both of you. And I don't know if both of you would be comfortable in sharing, you know, your personal story to get a personal aspect of the importance of organ donation.
Yeah, sure. I'd love to share my story. I had a kidney transplant at the age of 16. I first needed to have dialysis for 3 years due to strep throat. So really, this Green Shirt Day is sort of bringing awareness to the organ donation, and it kind of opens that door to have those conversations with people. So I'm here representing a person who's had a transplant, but you know, sharing my story so that people see that, you know, the reason why we donate organs is to not only just change lifestyle, but to help someone survive and have a better life altogether.
And about yourself, Teresa?
Yeah, so I've had a chronic corneal disease for almost 20 years, and about 3 years ago, we recognized that I was probably going to require a corneal transplant. And so I had a transplant in June of last year, which was tremendously successful. And while my transplant wasn't life-saving, it was absolutely life-changing. It altered the quality of my life significantly. And I think that's some thing that people don't always recognize is through organ donation or tissue donation, you can not only save lives, but the quality of lives can be significantly impacted. And not even just for the individuals who receive the donation, but for their families, for their loved ones. I'm going to throw it to Angela here, because Angela also has two beautiful children who would not be here today had she not received an organ.
Right. So I had one transplant back in 95, but I also had a second transplant transplant in 2011, my organ donor was a live donor. It was my brother-in-law, and I refer to him as my earth angel. So because of his selfless act of donating his organ to me, I was able to have a better quality of life, of course, live a better life and longer life. But I was also able to have two children without, you know, with minimal complications.
Mm-hmm. And this is the one thing, when you just go on social media and you see these stories of people donating a kidney, it's so uplifting. And just one, you know, a small act for them, it means a lifetime for somebody else.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And we were kind of talking a little bit off air, mentioning some stats revolving around organ donation. A lot of people, you know, in support of it, but that doesn't mean it's translating to actual donations.
Yeah, Jaron, you're exactly right. And I think that's why Green Shirt Day on April 7th is so important, is to remind people. 90% of Canadians have surveyed as being in support of organ donation. Only 20% of Canadians have registered. There's a big disconnect there, right? We believe in it, but we haven't actually registered as organ donors. And statistics show that you are far more likely throughout the course of your life to actually require an organ or tissue transplant than to be a deceased donor. Certainly, I never anticipated I would be a transplant recipient. So it's not that organ donation affects people like me. It affects me. It affects you. It affects so many people. And just through my journey of having been a transplant recipient, I've met people from all across this community who are transplant recipients or have transplant recipients in their family. So it's certainly become very personally important to me, as well as I see the impacts it's had on people I know in the community.
Mm-hmm. Do you think maybe the reason why a lot of people don't sign up is the fact that maybe some people don't know that they can donate organs, you know, after they pass? A lot of people just assume that they might have to give up a kidney right now. Do you think that might be a reason why some people are a little hesitant to maybe sign up?
I don't really know. I mean, I think perhaps that's part of it. I think some of it is people don't know how to sign up, right? And in Alberta, it's very easy. You can actually register online. You just have to go to Service Alberta and you can fill out the form right there to register as an organ donor. So it's simpler than ever to register. And I think it's something we think about and we know it's a great idea to do, but maybe we don't take that actual follow-through step of doing it. So on April 7th, that's what we're going to encourage people to do, is take that follow-through step, register as an organ donor. And the other important thing is to talk to your family about your wishes, because of course, in the case of deceased donors, often you're not going to have that opportunity to say, or to reaffirm that you would like your organs or tissue to be donated. Make sure that your family knows your wishes. Those are really important conversations to have. And if we can spark those conversations, I will be very pleased as well.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what Logan did. So on his 21st birthday, yes, he did sign his donor card, but he also made his wishes known to his family. So having those conversations are imperative. There are currently over 4,000 people in Canada waiting a transplant.
Too high of a number. I think one is too high of a number.
I would have to agree with that. And, you know, having, again, conversations like this and having our Green Shirt Day here in RMWB and in numerous cities and communities across Canada now, mm-hmm. we are recognizing on April 7th that, you know, we support Green Shirt Day, but, you know, let's bring awareness to organ donation and let's make it easy and have those conversations and provide information on how to sign up. Like Teresa said here, you know, you can just go to Alberta government, you can go to any Canadian government site, and you just have to search for that organ donation or transplant. You can also go to greenshirtday.ca, mm-hmm. and they have a link right there, and you can register as well.
Are there any, I guess, events being planned for that day? Is it just going to be a lot of social media interaction? I guess, are you two and others going to be trying to encourage other people to sign up?
Because this is the inaugural year, Jaron, I think you're going to see a lot of sort of social media activity. And Angela and I were both present last night at the RMWB Council meeting where they officially proclaimed April 7th as Green Shirt Day. And we're very grateful to Mayor and Council for taking that step. This is about awareness. This is about information and inspiration, really. So initially, I don't see an event associated with this, but that is something you could certainly see in future years, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, and I do know for sure that you will see a lot of green shirts around town.
Yes.
Donning the color green.
That's right.
Yeah.
well past St. Patrick's Day for a good cause there.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, there was one last kind of point I wanted to kind of touch before we ring Jennifer in the conversation and talk about Jersey Day. But we're starting to see more countries, specifically Wales and England, have been making it mandatory. So if someone does pass, their organs will be donated. Are you in support of this in Canada?
To me, I just feel like it's a no-brainer that it would be an automatic thing for us to want to donate our organs. I mean, being on the recipient side of that option, I just feel like it provides those 4,000 people that are currently on that waiting list that opportunity to live a better quality life and to live, period.
Yeah.
So I hope that Canada, you know, takes that initial step and is as progressive as the UK in that, and that we do see that happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more and more countries are moving to that opt-out system as opposed to an opt-in system, which we currently have. And I would certainly support that. I think it's also really important to note that every year Canadians who are on the wait list for organ donation die because they did not receive the organs that they need. Whereas on the other hand, there are Canadians who are dying every year with perfectly good organs.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for me, that is a huge argument for having that opt-out system as opposed to an opt-in.
All right, well, we're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to be talking about Jersey Day happening today.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Franklin.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and joining me in studio is Teresa Wells, Angela Woods, and Jennifer Kinnett, talking about Green Shirt Day, which was the big conversation before the break, and Jersey Day, which we're going to be talking with Jennifer right now. So, Jennifer, I know that Jersey Day, which is happening today, is... comes from what happened with the Humble Broncos bus crash. But maybe it is for those who aren't aware, what is Jersey Day?
Yeah, so kind of going off, I guess, last year there was a Jerseys for Humboldt Day. Mm-hmm. I'm not exactly sure on the date. It was a bit of a blur. But it was just really a recognition of the events that transpired, the lives that were lost, the lives that were changed, and really just bringing together communities, I guess, to honor those people affected. So, you know, as I mentioned before, I had a family member that had passed in the accident. So for us, it was a big deal to really get to partake in that, I guess, that remembrance when you're in that kind of moment of grief, you're there. And now we're at this point where we're ready to celebrate and really just, like I said, bring that honor to them.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's like a better way to honor these players, the staff, also, you know, a commentator of Tyler Bieber.
Absolutely.
But just wearing, you know, jerseys, doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be a Humble Broncos jersey, but just just a hockey jersey is just, it's so easy to do.
Hockey, baseball, cricket, like soccer, whatever you're into. Absolutely. I think like just something to really, they were all on that bus for their love of sports, like for the love of the game. And there was one of those, you know, Facebook things that went around and said, like, you know, they woke up with the hopes of winning the game and instead united the world. I think that's like really powerful. So I love just that idea of, you know, sports bring those teams together. So let's just make one big, you know, one big team and bring everyone together for it.
And this did happen last year, like, as you mentioned, I personally saw just a bunch of people wearing jerseys, but I don't know if that's the same experience for you. How did Wood Buffalo do in, I guess, recognizing that day?
I saw it everywhere. So, and I still see sticks out by the door. You know, we still have ours. Honestly, I really feel like everybody was with us. It's kind of one of those... it's not fun to grieve in a time of social media because, you know, everything's out there, especially when it's something that's very public. However, you also get that back. You also get that support back. And the community was just incredible. It was amazing. Even before they knew that they had lost a community member to that collision, it was there. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. And I asked this question earlier about Green Shirt Day, but is there any specific event happening? I know Jersey Day is April the 4th.
Right.
I don't know if there's a specific event, or is this a call out for everyone to wear a jersey?
It is for this year, like Teresa said, with a lot of social media. It's our first year really trying to figure out how we want this to look. Down the road, we'd love to do a specific event to honor Parker Tobin, who's my cousin and the community member that we lost. Yeah, so definitely just that call out and get people out wearing their jerseys.
All right, and I just want to make sure we got this all correct again. April 4th is Jersey Day, and then April 7th, Green Shirt Day. So kind of just coming full swing, and two events that really coincide with each other, especially just coming together to remember, you know, the humble Broncos.
Yeah.
Well, before I guess we end off here, is there anything else anyone want to add that we maybe didn't cover?
I think the only thing that I would add is if you're driving around town between April 4th and April 7th, take a look at the Shell Place canopy, as well as the Sailing Creek Bridge, and I believe North Star Ford have all agreed to light up green in honor of the Humboldt Broncos, Green Shirt Day, and Logan Bellet, and the incredible gift that he gave and the way he inspired Canadians.
We have a little bit of time left, so Teresa, I'm going to ask you to do the honors again. For those who are listening to this and realize that they want to sign up to be an organ donor, how can they do so?
Go online. Really, all you have to do is search Organ Donation Alberta, and it's going to take you to the website where you can actually register as an organ donor. You can still sign your organ donation card, of course, with your driver's license, but it's never been easier. And talk to your family about your wishes. And I'm going to suggest something else. Once you've registered as an organ donor, tell other people that you've done it, because this really is about inspiring other people to take the same step.
All right. Well, Teresa, Angela, Jennifer, thank you so much for coming in and talking about these two exciting days coming up.
Thanks, Karen.
Well, we're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up in just a couple minutes, we're going to be talking oil prices and what they could be looking like for the rest of 2019.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.